The homilies or sermons contained in these podcasts were delivered by Deacon Joe Dietz, a permanent deacon serving at Christ the King Catholic Church in South Bend, Indiana, a parish of the Diocese of Fort Wayne, South Bend. Each homily is preceded by the reading on which it was based. A reading from the Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the Jews, "If I testify on my own behalf, my testimony is not true. But there is another who testifies on my behalf, and I know that the testimony he gives on my behalf is true. You sent emissaries to John, and he testified to the truth. I do not accept human testimony, but I say this so that you may be saved. He was a burning and shining lamp, and for a while you were content to rejoice in his sight. But I have testimony greater than John's. The works that the Father gave me to accomplish, these works that I perform, testify on my behalf, that the Father has sent me. Moreover, the Father who sent me has testified on my behalf. But you have never heard his voice, nor seen his form. And you do not have his word remaining in you, because you do not believe in the one whom he has sent. You search the Scriptures because you think you have eternal life through them. Even they testify on my behalf, but you do not want to come to me to have life. I do not accept human praise. Moreover, I know that you do not have the love of God in you. I came in the name of my Father, but you do not accept me. Yet if another comes in his own name, you will accept him. How can you believe when you accept praise from one another, and do not seek the praise that comes from the only God? Do not think that I will accuse you before the Father. The one who will accuse you is Moses, in whom you have placed your hope. For if you had believed Moses, you would have believed me, because he wrote about me. But if you do not believe his writings, how will you believe my words?" The Gospel of the Lord. As I looked over this rather meaty discourse of Jesus in the Gospel, one line really reached out and grabbed me. How can you believe when you accept praise from one another and do not seek the praise that comes from the only God? That's a great question. And although it's one we probably have never asked ourselves, on this day, in this Lent, perhaps we should. How can we say we believe if we spend our time seeking the approval of others rather than prioritizing God's approval above all else? And although it would seem an unlikely choice for a professed Christian, I think with a little introspection we might have to admit that at times we do that very thing. But why? Why would we put the opinion in favor of mere mortals, some of whom we don't even know well, ahead of the God of the universe, who knows all, sees all, can do anything, and loves us deeply, personally, and individually? Maybe as we contemplate that why question, we should take a moment to consider two of the people referred to in the readings, one directly and one indirectly. The first is John the Baptist, who certainly made no effort to curry the favor of others, but truly focused only on pleasing God. From his unconventional dress and eating habits, to his bold and fearless proclamation of the truth and the need for repentance that ultimately cost him his head, John clearly demonstrated the priority of seeking the praise or approval of God. On the other hand, we have Moses' brother Aaron, and it is fitting that Aaron's name would put him first in alphabetical order because he is certainly at the top of a list in biblical history for having caved to popular opinion. For if you remember, it was Aaron who fashioned the golden molten calf in response to the people's plea to come make us a God who will go before us. Aaron, who had been a first-hand witness to all the miracles and marvels God had worked to free the people from Egypt, now quickly curries their favor rather than God's, by creating the false idol that promotes the depravity God describes. Maybe as we look for the reason Aaron did it, we may see an explanation for our own failures and the solution. You see, the primary reason, I believe, for Aaron's failure was that Moses had been up on the mountain with God for 40 days and 40 nights. And at that point, both God and Moses probably seemed distant and far off, while the folks clamoring for Aaron to make us a god were up close and personal. So too, perhaps the reason we often spend more time and energy seeking the approval of family and friends, co-workers, classmates, neighbors, and others, rather than God's, is that God may seem removed and distant, while the other folks are up close and personal. And we often receive immediate gratification from the folks around us, while our eternal reward may seem a long way off. Which is why, as we wind up these last few weeks of Lent, it is really a good time to double down on our efforts to draw closer to God, to repent of our sins, to visit Him in the Eucharist, to spend more time in prayer, certainly more time than we do on social media or watching television or on the internet. Because God has done everything He can to close the distance between us, to the point of coming down from heaven and becoming one of us, dying to overcome our sin, creating a permanent physical connection to Him in the Eucharist, and sending the same Holy Spirit that empowered John to empower us. It is now totally within our means to draw close to Him, and in doing so, to seek not the praise of one another, but to seek the praise that comes from the only God. For questions or comments on this homily, write to Deacon Joe 2017 at gmail.com.